following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ding. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ding. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ding.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with Sports Center. Coming up, breaking news. This just in.
That's just
Scott.
Getting more.
We love local. Love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Ah, a little new open for you. Merritt coming at you. Appreciate that, Merritt. Folks looking for a little Loper link today. Want to hear about the UNK Lopers on that Loper link. The basketball team today. Kevin Lofton set to join us along with some fracas being in, over there in Grand Island. And right in the middle of that fracas is going to be the head coach of the Islanders, Mike Shadwinkle. He's set to join us as well. So we're looking forward to that. You know, sports news going on over the night. As far as the Huskers go, I think pretty slow there, other than the fact that looks like Christian Stan Hardinger, which a lot of people thought would be a big part of this basketball team, will not be with the basketball team as they enter this four-game stretch to end the non-conference season and head into the conference. Looks like his final few days of class will come. Whether he's there or not, nobody really knows at this point. He's expected to quit. That is the headline today in the Omaha World Herald from Lee Barfneck. And that is probably, well, it's disappointing, I think, because he went through quite a bit to get back on this team, to do some good things. And it looks like he will not be involved with the Nebraska basketball program as they take on Eastern Washington in an exciting, exciting Division I matchup Saturday at the Devaney Center. Of course, they're letting them get finals out of the way, and then they concentrate on the basketball with Eastern Washington catching a lot of people's eyes. Douglas, how are you this morning?
Yeah. Good.
Just your opinion.
You?
I'm good.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Feeling a lot better.
Where are you going today?
Overton Elm Creek. A little junior high clash and people don't like each other. Big rivalry. They've got t-shirts. They got t-shirts when the gloves come off. That's on the front of the t-shirts today. 1 o'clock go time. Plenty of tickets still remain. Overton Elm Creek Junior High Basketball. Looking forward to that. Hey, I know you've said this on the sports, but the AP must know what they're talking about, huh, with Alex Henry?
Just their opinion.
First team All-American. Congratulations, Alex, a former walk-on, of course, along with Prince of Makamura. That is great news. I think, finally, an award that I think a lot of people think is long overdue for him. So congratulations to him.
Don't forget, coming up on the show today, a chance for you to be a winner. We're going to be giving away tickets to the PBR Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. That gets underway at 7:30 coming up on Saturday night. So we'll give you a chance later on in the show to win some tickets to that, brought to you by the Midway Auto Group.
Tomorrow, associate editor from Pro Football Weekly, Michael Blunda said to join us at the bottom of the hour. So looking forward to that.
All right. Sounds good. As you said, Mike Shadwinkle going to join us. Also, Kevin Lofton scheduled to join us here in just a little bit as well on the Loper Link. 888-455-ESPN. The phone number, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Huskers just getting back on the practice field here within the hour, and then they will have another workout early this afternoon trying to work around finals. Congratulations to Orion Matthews, named a Division II All-American. He's on the second team. The four-year starter out of Overton becomes the sixth Loper to earn All-American honors. Matt Brueggemann, Mike Smith, Mike Miller, Richie Ross, Jack Hyatt. Ross did it twice in 03 and 05.
Well, he put up with a lot, battled through a lot of injuries throughout his career here, but congratulations. Great honor for him. I think that's, you know, you go through so much here and has how many surgeries and how many times his knee's been looked at and both knees have been banged up, but he battled through it and should have been a two-time playoff team and had an opportunity. And had an opportunity to continue that career in the playoffs, and, of course, the NCAA screwed him.
Coming up this weekend, it's the final action before the holiday break for the University of Nebraska Kearney basketball teams. They'll be traveling out to Colorado Mines Friday, where the men's team is unbeaten. And then it is Colorado Christian on Saturday. It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over five decades of service. For more information on the Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. GarrettAppliance.com, and by Charterwest National Bank. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. The UNK men's basketball team is 3-1 in the conference, 5-3 overall. They're getting used to playing some close games, and they hope to get a couple of victories this weekend. And co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton joins us on this week's Loper Link. Coach, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Colorado Mines unbeaten. Really? When did that program get good?
The tide has turned in the RMAC, that's for sure. They got to the NCAA tournament last year. They went on a heck of a run about midseason and ended up making the NCAA tournament. Almost beat a really good Mankato State team that first round down there. And they've kind of picked up where they left off. They got three really good players. One's a junior guard, really heady. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Andrew Bridger that graduated from UNO. They got a really good big man and Mitch Warmer, really big, strong. Got a body type a little bit like Nick Branting and just a beast around the basket. Then they got a wing that's a sophomore that's pretty good. So, you know, they got four starters back off that team that made the NCAA tournament. What makes them tough is that they have confidence. They believe in what they're doing. They play with a kind of a chip on their shoulder, and they know how to win, and that's always a tough combination when you're at home.
Well, Kevin, you've got a freshman that's playing some awfully good basketball. Tell the folks out there about this kid from Miller North.
The Dentlinger kid. When we interviewed, we talked, I think the last time we talked, you were asking about, you know, how we're going to replace Josiah in the middle. And, you know, we had a lot of people tell us that they thought a lot of him. I'm talking about Mike Dentlinger, and that, you know, that they thought at some point he would be starting for us. As a coach, you say, okay, hope you're right, but we'll find out. Well, he's gotten here and done everything everyone said he would do. Coach Chip Baugh is a really good coach there at Miller North, been there for years, and he's helped us on quite a few players, and he was dead on when it came to Mike Dentlinger. He's a tough kid, really crafty around the basket. He reminds me of a young Nick Savela, where, you know, Nick came in his freshman year, was really crafty around the basket, did not have much of a perimeter game, couldn't step away from the basket, and throughout his career he worked on that and got really good, and that kind of complemented his inside game. And that's kind of where we are with Mike Dentlinger. He's really good around the basket, and he makes his free throws. I think he's close to 80% from the free throw line. Now we're just working with him to develop his ball handling and his shooting, and if he comes on in those areas, he's got a chance to be pretty good.
Dentley are leading the Lopers in scoring at 14 points a game, 7 rebounds per ball game, and he's the only guy that started all 8 contests. You've had a lot of kids that have played in all those games, and Kevin Lofton's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 9 guys at 4 points or more, so it's showing you the balance as you guys continue to search for that 7-8 guy rotation. You're going to be taking probably after Christmas. Is that what you look at as a time frame, Coach?
You know, it's hard to tell. A lot of it depends on the kids. I know Coach for years has always wanted to play 10 players, and that's what he's been doing to this point. And, heck, you know, if they keep coming on, you probably could keep trying to play 10. At a certain point, you know, like you said, as you get later into the year, games get more important, you know, it tends to, on its own, shrink to 8 or 9. But, you know, right now we've been playing 10, trying to get kids to develop and come on. And like you said, looking for guys to solidify that, you know, that top five and then the other three that would make that eight-man rotation. Right now, you know, you come to practice, you go to games, it's hard to tell who is better than whom, you know. And until kids step up and seize the opportunity and make it hard not to put them on the floor and keep them on the floor, as a coach, you just got to keep trying different rotations and keep playing people.
Kevin, something you guys have done relatively well since the start of the year has been rebound the basketball. Now, there's a lot of drills out there. I don't know that one drill that you maybe have that no one else has in the world, but that's really inside the individuals and the want to in these people to go after that ball and get the ball.
No question, no question. And you patted us on the back there about the rebounding, but I looked at the stat sheet against Metro, and we had them where we wanted them with one. It was just one little hiccup, and they had 11 offensive rebounds at the half. So, you know, with rebounding, it is the want to. You know, there are tons of drills out there, but, you know, it comes down to, I said it before, you know, when that ball comes off the rim, certain guys have something inside them that turns them into a heat-seeking missile, and they got to have that ball, and those are the guys you want on the floor. Those are the guys you want on your team. And we got to get better at it. Like I said, I think if we lost to Metro over the weekend, I mean, at certain points in the game, I think 11 minutes left, we're up 6 with a chance to pull away. We don't do it. Down the stretch there, 2-minute mark, 1-minute mark, we're within 3 or 5 points, chipping away, trying to turn the tide. And if you look at the stat sheet and you look at, I think they ended up with 17 offensive rebounds for the game. And a lot of that was because we were in a zone. But let's say we cut that to 9 or even 8 offensive rebounds. Well, we'd probably win that game by, you know, 8 or 10 points because they were getting those rebounds. And, you know, Michael Morris was 9 of 10 for the game. Well, those were all layups, you know, and 5 of them came off of offensive rebounds. So there's always work to be done on that end.
Kevin Lofton joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with this week's Loper Link. Coach, not only do you have Mines coming up on Friday, then you take on Colorado Christian Saturday, who's not off to the start they wanted, but they're missing their best player.
Yeah, and we don't know if he's going to magically appear when we get out there on Saturday or not. The word was he had a sports hernia. The first diagnosis was 3 weeks. And then we've heard that he possibly could miss the entire season. We don't know which is the case for sure. So we just focus on Mines, and then after that one's over, we turn our attention to Christian and hope we could get in there and scratch out a win like we did against Regis.
Finally, Coach, you guys have always, and Coach Kropp has always liked to give the kids the time off over Christmas, not schedule a bunch of games or a holiday tournament or go on the road or do what some people do, take that warm vacation and pick up a couple of games. But now Division II has instituted kind of like the high school ranks. You've got a period here from the 20th to the 26th where legally you can't pick up a ball, you can't have an organized practice or any games. Does that help you guys a little bit?
I could see where it would, because it allows everyone to get away from it all. And trust me, as coaches, we need to get away from it, and players need to as well. But we've always given them that probably 9-10-day break, which really, you know, during the time that they're talking about, you know, that we need to be away from it, we're already away from it anyway. So, you know, the biggest asset to doing that is it gives kids a break. It lets them recharge their batteries. We have some freshmen, Billingsley and Dentlinger, that are big contributors. And people always say, well, you have that freshman wall that kids run into. Well, when you give them 4 or 5 days off for Thanksgiving, and then you give them another 10 off for the Christmas holidays where they get away from it all, you know, you kind of can avoid some of the sting of that. And that's kind of worked out in the past, and hopefully it'll work out right now, because we're counting on both those kids quite a bit.
That freshman wall, Tony, is when Coach Kropp pushes back all the bleachers and the senior puts the freshman into the wall going the whole gym, not just full court, full gym.
Hey, that's another way of describing it, yeah.
Hey, Kev, safe travels this weekend. Let's see if you guys can keep things rolling. Best of luck, and have a great holiday.
Hey, you guys too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. That's the associate head coach, co-head men's basketball coach for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Kevin Lofton, after they get ready to go on the road. They're 3-1 in the conference, 5-3 overall.
Yeah, got things going in the right direction. I don't know anybody thought going into this year without a big somebody big stepping up like Dentlinger has that this team could be 5-3 right now. So good for them. Keep it going, guys.
On the women's side of things, UNK 3-5 overall, 2-2 in the conference. Mines is 4-4 overall, 0-3 in the conference. And then Saturday, maybe the tougher game. They're 4-2, and Christian is 3-0 in the conference. Wrestling's off until the first of the year. So is indoor track, swimming and diving and all that. So after the basketball this weekend, a couple of weeks there for UNK off in their athletics. And that is our Loper Link brought to you this week, as always, by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance.
Garrett Tires and Treads.
For more information, go to GarrettAppliance.com. The Geek will take a break, and we'll be back with more, including Grand Island Wrestling Coach Mike Shadwinkle in the second half of the show, talking about the Flatwater Fracas. We're going to give you a chance to win some PBR tickets Saturday night. Stay with us.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the
Totally Jack burger.
And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Thursday night, it's a West Coast matchup when San Francisco heads down the Pacific Coast to take on San Diego. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in San Diego. Can Phillip Rivers continue his stellar play and keep the Chargers in the playoff hunt? Or will Mike Singletary's Niners pull off the road upset? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloudiness today with an isolated chance for a shower developing later today as well, with highs around 40. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, temperatures fall off to 19 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Love to hear from you on the program today. Tony, one of your favorite segments is Read the Basketball Score. We'll come up with a better name for it. Here are some basketball scores from across the state.
We haven't done this yet this year.
No, we have. These are some boys' basketball scores. Varsity boys' basketball scores from last night. 60-15. Class B, 52-16. Other scores from last night, 41-19, 72-14. Those are some of the boys' basketball scores from last night. Now a few of the girls' basketball scores from last night, 83-13, 64-13. Your alma mater, Bertrand, only scored 22 points. Got beat by 3. 25-22. 61-9.
Oh, no.
49-17. 73-20. those are some of the girls' basketball scores from last night. And I thought you needed to get in shape. So hopefully these kids will be able to find a little more even competition and play a little bit better. There was also some very good games last night. But, Daddy, you're taking your pills, you're working out, you're getting ready for the new year with the help from our friends on the top of the hill.
Well, some people just need to beef up a little bit and put on a little bit more weight for the competition season. They got protein powders and complete nutrition specifically designed to get you the results. There's one for you waiting, V-Core, Titan, Goliath. We don't know which one is for you, but Jeff and the gang at Complete Nutrition, that's why you got to see one of the trained professionals. The mission is to help every one of the customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Located just north of Sun Mart, right on 2nd Avenue, or call them 308-338-1FIT or online at CompleteNutrition.com. The Goliath, if you want to put on muscle mass, that's the one for you. If you're out there, you're a 140-pound freshman, you're thinking about playing varsity basketball, you got to get some protein powder from Jeff at Complete Nutrition. The Goliath. Just go in there and tell him, Tony, Tony told me on the radio, I need some Goliath. He'll steer you in the right direction. Complete Nutrition, just north of Summer.
Maybe the freshman in college that looks like a bean pole still but can shoot the basketball.
There you go.
Once they get bounced around a little bit. Of course, Bobby Mills always puts out his 1,000-yard rushing club. And you know what? Yesterday, we were talking wrestling a little bit about how 100 wins in wrestling in a career is not near what it used to be. I mean, kids, if they got 30 matches a year for 4 years, I mean, that means you're 120. And that's starting from your freshman year. Very tough. That's not so tough anymore when everybody's wrestling at least 40 matches a year. You can have 100 midway through your junior year if you are a very, very good wrestler. So 125, a lot better. There are so many 1,000-yard kids and so many 1,000-yard passers and so many 1,000-yard rushers. There's even a few 1,000-yard receivers. But Zach Call, who we got to see from Mullen, was the state's leading rusher at 2,328 yards. They made it to the state semifinals before losing to Sargent. Class B next with Brock Sherman of Crete. Some other kids that were towards the top, Derek Eastman of Giltner, 1,880. He was sixth in the state. Of course, in eight-man football, Garrett Colling of Alma was there. Trevor Saborn of Ravenna. I kidded Mark Hudson last night, who I saw. I said, so Trevor Saborn had 1,432 yards. How did you know? Because he doesn't like to keep stats. So he made fun of me. He made fun of me and you, and I made fun back, and we had fun.
He's just not very good at the pencil and paper. It's Mark's problem.
Ethan DeBerry of Axtell had over 1,400 yards. Ethan Long of Cambridge, 1,390. Cody Jackson, I think, would be the top 11-man rusher from the area. St. Cecilia, 1,358. And how about Chance Younger, 1,357 from Bertrand?
Nice.
Brad Welniak Ord getting his due, 1,161. Passing the ball, Dejorn Dunlap of Eustace Farnham, 2,284, and Tyson Brockmeyer of Aurora, 2,047, led the kids from the area. So there you go. Just something that had been out we hadn't quite got to yet.
That's something that you think there's more of these than there was 15 years ago on the 1,000-yard? I mean, I thought you were comparing that somewhere with the wrestling.
There's a few more. I think you're seeing maybe a few more passers this year than maybe rushers. Just a little more offense this year, and I don't think that's a surprise because how many times did we see just scores that weren't all that close this year?
Yeah.
We talk it all year about the balance of power being different in high school football. I did see some good high school basketball last night. Saw Connor Baronic score 32 points for Ravenna, 14-14 at the line. You want to win games, do the things that you need to do. Rebound, make free throws, play defense, and those are going to help. Even if you're not a team that is in the top 10, they're going to help you get better until you get some of those other things working the way you want. Daddy, you love talking pro football, supposedly.
Yes, I do. I do. One of my favorite things to do.
And, of course, that was the wrong sheet. But there we go. National Football League. You like, in your selections, taking home underdogs.
Yes.
There is one home underdog this week in the National Football League. That is it. One home underdog.
Now, you know, when things roll pretty well, it's not like you usually have six or eight to choose from. So there's usually a limited number.
Now, there is no line on the Chicago-Minnesota game as of yet. I would expect Chicago to be favored in that game at Minnesota, but because of the conditions and playing outside, there is no line on that. The only game that has the home team as an underdog, let's find out. Let's give Daddy three choices here. Who is the home team underdog? You've got Atlanta at Seattle, New Orleans at Baltimore, Houston at Tennessee. Who's the home underdog? I should have gave you Kansas City, St. Louis, because St. Louis is the home favorite by a point and a half. Atlanta at Seattle, New Orleans at Baltimore.
Well, Houston Seattle would be the underdog. Atlanta's surely favored.
Atlanta by six. There you go. New Orleans, let's see, Baltimore is currently a two-point favorite at home, and then the other one, Tennessee, is a one-and-a-half-point favorite.
A great lineup of football for Sunday this week. A couple matchups, Indianapolis, Jacksonville.
Well, yeah, if you like to get up early. Three late games again. Three late games, including the Jets-Pittsburgh. So it just, again, continues to tell me that any game in the National Football League, and I know I've ranted on this, but by God, they always say on Mike and Mike, if you could be commissioner for a day, what would you do? I guess this would be the first thing that I do. I would split the games up so that half of them are early and half of them are the late game, the 3:15 game. My God, you're playing games on Thursday. You're playing games on Sunday night. You're playing games on Monday night. You used to play on Saturday afternoon.
You're the marketing geniuses of the world. You've got this $1 billion. I mean, why would you not want more people to see these games?
I just don't get it. And they're not, I mean, Kansas City, St. Louis, that could start at 3 o'clock.
It's
Houston,
gotta be.
Tennessee could start. Indy could start at 3 o'clock. They're at home. Washington, Dallas could start at 3 o'clock, Central Time Zone. Your late games, Atlanta, Seattle, Denver, Oakland, Jets, Pittsburgh.
That just sucks.
And by the way, next week's Sunday night game was supposed to be San Diego, Cincinnati. But a couple years ago, they put in that flex package for NBC television so that they wouldn't get a crap game the last month.
Like Cincinnati.
So, you know, they can't. So last week, they decided which game it was going to be. They got rid of it. That's the first time that they've actually pulled the evening game and shoved it to the afternoon. So, in its place, the Eagles will host the Vikings, who have nothing to play for.
There you go. Well, it didn't get much better, did it?
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
We got Richard from Grand Island on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Richard, what's going on?
Sir. This is a little bit off the subject, but the other day you were talking about basketball players, how they get on the free throw line, they adjust their headbands, they whatever they do on the free throw line anymore. And my question is, when did they start all this high-five, and after every free throw, the guy comes in from center court, gives each other five, all the other players, whether you make it or not. To me, when did all this start, about 10 years ago?
Well, it's when people got posses that same week.
There you go.
Go over to the sideline. Give. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Richard. Go over. You got to give high five to Jack Nicholson. You got to give a high five to Spike Lee. You got to do elbows. You got to do cameras. You got to do Shaquille
Fists.
O'Neal. Yeah. I was going to say junior high basketball. Girls. Everybody gets a ribbon! Yay! Oh, that's okay. You're not that bad. Hit the rim this time.
That's a great point, Richie, though. I don't know when it started. I don't, you know, it's been going on a while, though.
You know, this is the first time we've been in the studio on a Wednesday in a long, long time. Husker Lunches have been doing so great. And if you want some lunch today, why not Godfather's Pizza, where it's Wise Guy Wednesday? $1 off a medium or a large calzone, or for pickup delivery, either one, give them a call. 234-9444, 234-9444, located in the Archway Plaza, top of the hill in Kearney. Bring the family down and enjoy a great meal. And for lunch, they still, since the day they moved in to the Archway Plaza, had the great lunch buffet. $6.50, all their pizzas, plus a really good salad bar with all kinds of little different stuff. They got desserts. They got monkey bread. It's all right there for you for just $6.50. And the lunch buffet is not just Monday through Friday. It's every day of the week from 11 to 2 at Godfather's Pizza. If you want pickup or delivery, 234-9444. 234-9444. We're going to talk a little wrestling with Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island Senior High. The Flatwater Fracas is coming up. Plus, later in the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the PBR, brought to you by the Midway Auto Group. The PBR Challenge is going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday night at 7:30. Tickets are on sale right now, but we're going to give you a chance to win them. JB Mooney, world champion Cody Lostro is going to be there, former world champ Mike Lee, Ryan McConnell, and special appearance by two-time PBR world champion Justin McBride. That's coming up Saturday. We give you a chance to win tickets today. Mike Shadwinkle joins us. We'll be right back.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-485-2476.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sunsets and developing cloudiness today with an isolated chance for a shower developing later today as well, with highs around 40. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, temperatures fall off to 19 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday program. Talk a little pro football tomorrow, not only with Pro Football Weekly, but Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Daddy eliminated from two of my three leagues. Okay, two of my four. Who am I kidding? I'm in four. All right, I'm in four.
How are you doing the other two? You hanging in there? Took a shot on the chin in those.
Well, I'm doing okay. Adrian Peterson sucks. But everybody else, whatever. This is one where you don't play head-to-head all year. You don't play head-to-head. It's just combined points all year. So it's just your overall best team. I'm in there. I got a chance. Got a chance to maybe get the trophy at the end of the year. You know, it's just a free league. You know, just trying for pride to hang in there.
But you're
maybe get lunch from you because, you know, we might have had a little side negotiation.
But you're now I want you to go back. Your quarterback situation.
I got Alex Smith. That was okay last week.
For the first, I mean,
but
first.
This Thursday may not be so good. They play San Diego at San Diego.
No, but obviously, Douglas.
Because, I mean, if Brody Croyle can't light you up, who can?
The way our fantasy teams are going, I'll be honest with you. We're not going to be able to take each other out for lunch. We're probably going to be eating at home. And why not do it on fine cookware? Like, they got to look what's cooking.
Daddy, why? You know, you got this great food. You're fixing it up. You go down to Troutman's. Why screw it up with bad? I mean, you got old stuff. Yeah. It gives it a different taste. Why? Why would you do that?
Well, all clad cookware classic elegance never goes out of style. Perfect, perfect for the man or woman who does your cooking in your house. You don't know what to get them. You're looking for little stocking stuffers. They've got a whole wall of gadgets for your kitchen and your kitchen accessories. They've got all sorts. Whether you're looking for baking, pans, bowls, everything they've got. Mixers, they've got knives for you. You want German forge knives, they've got Wusthof knives.
Wusthof!
It doesn't get any finer than the cookware Mike has, and look what's cooking in the downtown Kearney Center. I'm telling you, 2110 Central Avenue, they will show you. You know, they're just going to show you. And then you're going to leave with your mouth open and probably come back about a half hour later and figure something out, because you will be astonished at all the great things there are to buy. Look what's cooking. They've got cooking classes. You can check them out as well. Ask Mike what your wife needs. He'll set you up. They do a great job down there. They've got cooking classes.
Maybe you're getting ready to put on a big, huge event with lots of media type, and you need to have a heck of a room with food in it, sometimes called a hospitality room. Mike Shadwinkel, head wrestling coach at Grand Island, joins us where the Flatwater Fracas is coming up this weekend. Mike, what's the hospitality room look like?
Well, it's looking like it should be pretty good. I haven't got all the details on it, but my activities director, Joe Cutler, ensures me that it's going to be wonderful.
That's the deal with wrestling. It's a whole lot different than anything else. A lot more vegetables in there, a lot more non-fattening foods, and then somebody sneaks in later and brings in a pan of brownies about the time the coaches are on break and the referees, and then they disappear. So, you know, you got to have a strategy when you go to
Absolutely.
A wrestling ring.
Now, Mike, is this the Joe Cutlass that Brent Musburger might have said happy birthday to?
That'd be the one.
That is so great. That is so great. The big Flatwater Fracas, let's get to that. The fourth annual is going on at the Heartland Event Center Friday and Saturday. And another great pool of teams, 24 overall, divided into four 6-team pools. And Grand Island, who's ranked number one in the state of Nebraska, has Gothenburg, Papillion La Vista, Adams Central, a Colorado school, and Thayer Central coming in. What about the level of talent this year, Mike, overall in this tournament?
Well, we're really excited about it. You know, obviously having, you know, we've got all of the best from, you know, I mean, not all of the best, but we've got a lot of the great Class A schools, you know, and that's kind of been what we've sort of started to base it on, mostly because that's what we had in the tournament before we started this Flatwater Fracas. You know, we've got teams like Kearney and teams like Grand Island, and, you know, we've added both the Papillion schools, Papillion and Papillion South, Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln Lincoln Southwest, North Platte, you know, and then we've added some out-of-state teams with Chaparral, Colorado, and Manhattan, Kansas, who's been in it for, I think this is their third year Manhattan's been in it. And then we've obviously added some great small schools to it. You know, Central City, ranked number one in Class B coming in this year, is going to help strengthen the field. You know, Mitchell, returning Class C state champions, are still in the field. Omaha North, there's another Class A school that I missed. And then obviously some local, you know, very traditionally rich schools that have had great wrestling programs, Aurora, you know, Adams Central, you know, Grand Island Northwest and Central Catholic are both in it, Hastings. So there's definitely the same local flavor that we've had the last few years, but also we're branching out. Some of the newer teams, obviously, are Chaparral, Colorado, Gretna, Holdridge, Central City, and then Papillion La Vista High School. Those are all brand new to the tournament this year.
Mike, do you continue to look outside the state for more teams that want to come in here and compete?
Absolutely. We've really tried to step up our outside the state recruiting. The problem that we're finding is that our weekend is just a tough weekend to get teams to come travel. Not because we're something far away and distant that people don't want to travel to. I just think that there's just a lot of good tournaments regionally going on this weekend. The University of Northern Colorado hosts one out in Greeley, Colorado, and they've got 55 teams in it. And then there's another really strong one that we're competing with a little bit is the Toshiba tournament down in Kansas City, which Omaha Scut attends, and then a lot of the really strong schools from Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri and even Iowa. So, you know, to draw in the good out-of-state teams that we really want to try to go and get, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but we're gonna keep trying, and we've got quite a few schools on the waiting list for next year and for the year after that. So it's going to be exciting to see how this thing all plays out, if anybody's going to want to try to get out, but we definitely have lots of teams that want in. So the recruiting has kind of gone to a more out-of-state focus, and then really just kind of figuring out how we're going to get a nice even round number for the tournament so that they fit into pools and brackets well.
Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island Senior High, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, let's talk a little bit about your team before we run out of time. Back on top, ranked number one, defending champs. You look at the individual rankings, and from the latest wrestling rankings, I'm going to Huskerland Prep, where 12 of your 14 kids are rated. It looks like you guys are setting real good once again to start this year.
Yeah, we've got a really strong group. We've got a lot of the kids that we've had the last couple of years are still back with the power that we've had with what's now our junior class is really kind of the group that's leading the way with Andrew Reedy and Blake Fruchtel and Carlos Rodriguez, all returning state champions. You know, and then you throw in a kid like Coleman Westerby who's been in the upper weights and has medaled twice. You know, and then we've got more kids from that class that's really strong that just haven't been able to get into our varsity lineup that are now finding a way in. You know, kids like Tanner McLaren, who's ranked fifth at 119 right now, according to Husker Math. You know, Marcus Peterson has moved in and is part of that junior class, who's ranked number one at 125. You know, and then you've got Pierce Fiala at 160, who's also in that class that's ranked. And so, you know, our junior class overall is just very strong, and we've got a lot of depth in that class. You know, and then we've obviously got some talented kids that kind of fill in the holes. You know, our senior class with Mike Bolin and Billy Leach and Jeff Brisbane, you know, and then our sophomores, you know, another Mike Bolin was a state medalist 2 years ago and is back in there at 145, and I think he was ranked number one. Yeah, he is. You know, and then Billy Leach has been to state three times and is yet to find a state medal yet, is ranked number two at 152. So, you know, that senior class mixed with that junior class really provides a lot of depth. And then we've got some strong sophomores as well with, you know, Trey Trujillo is a returning state medalist at 112. So, and then Dante Rodriguez is our only freshman that makes the lineup this year. But what's hiding is people don't see what a strong freshman class we have. We've got three or four kids that are freshmen that I really, truly feel could be right in the hunt to qualify for state and, you know, might even, you know, given the opportunity to wrestle in our lineup all year, might have a chance to go in place.
Mike, obviously a big weekend for you. What time do things start on Friday?
Okay, the Friday we've got a 10 o'clock weigh-in with noon being the start time for the duels. And then on Saturday we come back with an 8:30 a.m. weigh-in, and then 10 o'clock is when the action starts.
A lot going on at the Flatwater Fracas at the Heartland Events Center. Before I let you go, Mike, I know you guys got the prep invite on New Year's Eve Day, which is something a little unusual but yet fun. And then you guys are going back to the Clash this year. I don't know if we'll chat before you get back to the Clash. Any insight on that yet?
Well, we've looked at the Clash field, and they've beefed it up a little bit. You know, the preseason national rankings, the Clash has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12 of the 32 schools in the field of the Clash are currently ranked, and every one of them is ranked in the top 33 nationally. So there are some very, very strong teams. You know, just like last year, we're really looking forward to going back to the Clash. It was an outstanding experience last year. Our kids really got pushed and tested. And, you know, we gained a lot from that particular event, and we really feel like it's a place we belong right now. We feel like we can go and compete with those kind of teams, and it's a great chance for our kids to showcase their talents on a little bit more national level.
Well, Mike, best of luck with the event. Hopefully the weather cooperates for all of the events this year. I know that wasn't such the case here the last couple of years, but thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck. We'll chat again soon.
Great. I appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks a lot for covering the sport of wrestling. We love it.
Sounds good. See you this weekend, Mike. Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island, ranked number one in the state with 12 of their 14 wrestlers. In fact, it's the two heavyweights, heavyweight and 215, according to Huskerland Prep, or Husker Matt, where they are don't have a rated kid, but 12 out of 6, 14, not bad.
I think it's funny that Omaha Scott's afraid to come here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Punks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Hide out in Kansas City, Scott. Don't want part of the fracas, I understand. No big deal. See, when you're not a wrestler, you can taunt Scott.
Let's give away some tickets, and let's make it easy. For the Midway Auto Group PBR Challenge going on Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. You get done watching all the physical wrestling this weekend, then you come to Kearney and you watch some bull riding. Those are two of the toughest sports out there. Tickets on sale, but right now we give you a chance to win a pair to Saturday night's contest starting at 7:30. This man has won more. Let's see, how do I want to say this? What do you think? He's won more PRCA World Championships in bull riding than anyone ever. Not PBR, Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. He's won more bull riding titles. Just finished up the National Finals Rodeo. National Finals Rodeo. Just finished up in Las Vegas. This man's won more world titles in bull riding than anyone else. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. First correct caller is going to the PBR Saturday night.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1-5. That's 338-1348, or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
The Other Guys on unrated Blu-ray and DVD.
Let's have a great day, everyone!
Shut your face!
Includes both theatrical and extended versions of the film.
I woke up, I took the belt off my neck, and I got out of there. What are you gonna do, though, you know? Bar mitzvahs.
Rolling Stone says, The Other Guys is a riot.
You totally undersold it. The pageantry, the costumes, wow.
From the guys who brought you Step Brothers and Talladega Nights, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
I like this back and forth.
Shut up!
The Other Guys.
I feel like I'm partners with the Hulk.
Get it on unrated Blu-ray and DVD December 14th. Theatrical version rated PG-13.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Holman One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holman kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holman One Farms products. Click on the Holman One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holman One story.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package. A 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. A 30-day exchange privilege. First oil changes for free. And the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
We'll see partial sunsets and developing cloudiness today with an isolated chance for a shower developing later today as well, with highs around 40. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, temperatures fall off to 19 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 28.
Back on the Nugget Daddy Show, Donnie Gay, 8 times your PCR bull riding champion. Who's our winner of the PBR tickets?
We got Eric from Shelton.
All right, congratulations, Eric. He's headed to the PBR coming up on Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds at 7:30. Tony, the American Volleyball Coaches Association has just announced its Division I All-American team. Football came out from the AP yesterday. Today the coaches have their first team volleyball, and Nebraska has one. Representative.
Brooke Delano.
Yep, it's Brooke Delano. Texas, Indiana, Penn State, Hawaii, Texas, Iowa State, USC, Stanford, Cal, Florida, Penn State. Two from Penn State, two from Stanford, two from Cal, two from Texas. Really?
What?
Yeah. Let's see what else I got for you. Lindsey Light is a second teamer, as is Hannah Worth. Second team All-Americans in volleyball. And nobody from the University of Nebraska is on the third team. So as I scan this, let me see if I can find if anybody else from Nebraska is honorable mention. Megan Bober from Creighton, she is honorable mention, as this has just come across the All-American volleyball team. And I don't see anybody else from Nebraska that's honorable mention. So those three girls who were all first team All-conference.
Well, that's disappointing when Texas gets two and you know you're better than Texas. That's what stands out.
Texas, who's in the Final Four and who split with Nebraska this year?
Well, you felt going on, you clinched the conference relatively early. I think you feel like you're a better team than Texas. I think if you're John Cook, you'd rather have the squad you've got in Lincoln than that squad if you were taking on the Russian national team. That's my point.
Well, maybe you'll feel better by getting into the line, which is very short at USAFE Pharmacy. Why is it a short line? Because they keep people moving. They can take care of your prescriptions in 5 minutes or less, or you can go right through their two-lane drive-through. So if you don't want to come in, you got a lot of people in the car, you got to take care of the kids, you got groceries, you're just in a hurry, they're going to take care of you. They've also got free mail out and delivery at USAFE Pharmacy, conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen in Kearney, where they have low, low prices and offer a wide variety of generic drugs, as low as $10 for 100 days. That's right. Many of their generic drugs are available for $10 for 100 days. They accept all insurance plans offered in the area as well. Make the switch to faster service today at USAFE Pharmacy, located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen in Kearney.
Okay, Douglas, the bowl season also gets kicked off this weekend. Are you excited for any of these bowl games this weekend? I don't see how. UTEP, BYU, Northern Illinois, Fresno State, Ohio, and Troy.
I'm excited for Ohio, Troy. That's Frank Solich. Let me ask you this question then. Immediate answer. Would you rather, on this ESPN radio station Saturday, these are your two choices, that college football triple header or a men's college basketball doubleheader?
Do you get the teams in the college basketball doubleheader?
Does it matter? Yeah, Texas A&M's playing in one, Baylor's playing in the other. I think it's Baylor, Gonzaga, and A&M somebody. Yeah, you'd rather listen to football. I know it. I can't believe he didn't fire right back. Any football is better than anything else for most people in this listening area, and we're going to stay with that. Tony, before we get out of here, one more thing to tell you about, a couple more things. The Nebraska School Activities Association gives out the U.S. Cellular Cup for the all-sports standings, and the fall is out, so here's what we've got for you. In Class A, Lincoln Southeast, boys and girls combined, is number one. Kearney is third, and Grand Island is eighth. Class B, no one really from the area. Class C, Grand Island Central Catholic is second. And in Class D, Axtell sets in third. Loomis is also in the top 10. If you're just looking at the girls, you go to Class C, Central Catholic is second. Kearney Catholic's in the top 10. And in Class D, Axtell, Lawrence Nelson, Bertrand, they're all right there. In the boys, Kearney leads the way in Class A with 170 points. So Kearney boys lead the way in Class A. In Class B boys, Lexington is second in the Class B boys. Adams Central's also in the top 10. So is Grand Island Northwest. In Class C, Grand Island Central Catholic boys, Hastings St. Cecilia right there in the middle of the pack. And in Class D, Sergeant Overton are among the teams that are mentioned, combining results from how everybody did in all of the fall activities. And, wow, I don't know how hard you're going to have to look on the web. Rulon Gardner, big boy, former Husker heavyweight Olympic gold medalist. He is now going to appear on the reality show The Biggest Loser. And you got to figure, as some of the, I was reading a couple of the, I wouldn't call them chat boards, but a couple of the articles on that, you would think he wouldn't have a hard time losing the weight because of the wrestling regimen. He's used to doing it. But to be looking for Rulon Gardner, it's a team competition. He, along with his friend Justin Pope, who own a gym in Logan, Utah. I don't know.
What does Rulon Gardner weigh now?
I don't know. He's a big boy. I'll bet four bills. I mean, if you wrestle at 285 and you get fat, I'm guessing you'd have to put on about 100 pounds. I'm guessing Rulon, who goes around as a motivational speaker, he's now 39, is going to that, and they're going for $250,000. I wouldn't expect them to win, but look for him. He's going to be on the tube.
All right. Gosh, I think he'll dominate. He dominated every other competition in his life. Why wouldn't he beat this one?
I'm just saying, if you're into that reality TV and there's not a whole lot of new stuff rolling on the tube after New Year's Day, that's...
I hate when they put that pie in front of them. That kills the whole deal. You know, you worked hard all day on the bike and you ran up the hills like you're supposed to doing the Jerry Rice routine. Then there's a pie waiting for you on the coffee table.
Well, especially there's some new twists. I guess there's some new twists in the show this year. I've never watched it. I know what they're talking about. I know the premise. I've seen a minute of it here and there, but I've never watched an episode of the show. You?
I've saw it from time to time. I've saw enough to know that they put pies in front of people's face.
This is like the 11th edition. And by the way, the Amazing Race came to an end last weekend. I have a hard time watching the Amazing Race when there's Sunday Night Football. I like the spring into the summer edition. Tougher in the winter. When football's on,
I think you're exactly right on that because we both enjoyed.
If they just didn't have it on Sunday,
we both enjoyed the Amazing Race.
It would be too good to be true. Almost like the deals you get at Midway.
Similar.
I'll tell you what: Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They are the place for you at the Midway Auto Group right now. 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. 2-year, 100,000 roadside assistance. 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. A 30-day exchange privilege and first oil change is free. It's the finest service center in all the land. And at Midway Auto Group in Kearney, they offer you, couldn't do much more than that, folks. They've done it. It's their gift to you. And right now, during their Christmas season, through the first of the year, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick Cadillac, or Chrysler Dodge Jeep, or even a Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free all of 2011, 12 full months of service on them at Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com. A little emotional.
Great work. Midway does a fine, fine job. We'd love to have them on board with us here at the Doug and Daddy Show.
Did you tell me Steve Sarkisian's going to probably be on the show next week?
That's what I've been told. I've not heard back from them.
Head football coach at Washington. talk about Jake Locker.
I know he's recruiting
this
week.
Why they quit sending us postcards for his Heisman candidacy in about week five. You know, kind of amazing. But we'll talk. That's the plan, to talk to him next week. Plenty other folks on the show next week. Daddy, who's on the show tomorrow?
Michael Blunda. He's an associate editor from Pro Football Weekly. And, folks, if you're heading in the playoff season and you just love the pro football game, you need to subscribe to Pro Football Weekly. It is the Bible that is.
Who else is on the show tomorrow?
Joe DeMayo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. I'm looking forward to that for all your fantasy questions. Get them in early. Also, get them in often.
Also, we're going to have one of the competitors from Saturday night's PBR join us on the show. We want to thank Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island Wrestling Coach, and Kevin Lofton, men's basketball coach at UNK, for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.